KROX FM Butte, Austin.
In the morning. Listener text message 29217. Jason's part of the 1% who have broken a toilet just by sitting on it.
Continue with your 1% jokes, please. I'm loving it.
Jokes? Whatever.
Love it. Well, oh, they're facts, are they?
Oh, no.
They're all facts.
I guess they are jokes. Yeah, they're jokes. That's what they are. That's a joke.
So is you saying you're part of the 1%, you douche.
I'm in the 1%. So yesterday, like we were talking about earlier, it was my girlfriend's birthday, and she lives in New Braunfels. So I went down to her birthday party that was populated by mostly New Braunfels people. You know, her friends down there, her family, her office is down there. So a bunch of her coworkers, including this one nice old woman.
Sweet.
I don't know what her job is.
You don't like old people, though.
Old people typically, it's not that I don't like them.
I'm just
uncomfortable around
them. Wary of them.
I mean,
you know that they are wise and they can see through your awfulness.
No.
That's what it is. They see into your soul a little easier than
the same
young
way,
folks.
Like, I'm uncomfortable around monkeys. I'm just like, you're so different than me. It's weird. I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't. I'm not
it's
sure.
The craziest thing you've ever
I'm not
said.
Sure when whether you, to be
when,
safe.
When
if
are you
I'm safe
see a
here.
Monkey?
You know, just like if I was at the, you know, sometimes you see people.
You have more experience
people
with
just carrying
people?
A monkey around
no,
their neck.
When do you see
never
that?
Never seen that.
All right.
Oh, he's part of the 1% who have seen that.
Exactly. We at our 1%er parties, there's monkeys all over the place.
What the hell?
Monkeys and old people. That's why I never go to the meetings. It's very, very hard for me. Anyway, there's this old woman there, and normally I would not tell you that I would not say her name, but her name is so great. Her name is so great. Her name, I don't even know her first name, but her name is Mrs. Bigot Dyke.
What?
Shut up.
There is a family in New Braunfels named the Bigot Dykes.
You're kidding me.
I get you.
Are they bigoted or are they dykey?
I don't know. I did not get her business card. All I know.
That's how she was introduced
the family
to you.
Name is Bigot Dyke.
This is Mrs. Bigot Dyke.
And her,
oh,
apparently,
that's such an old country lady
she,
name.
She, her son...
Mr. Bigot Dyke.
She wants her son to go out with my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been trying.
This
to,
been going on for a
she's
while.
She's been trying to set them up forever.
Yeah, your and, girlfriend says I can't go out with anyone called Bigot Dyke.
She's told me.
What if we get married?
On many occasions about it, how there's this woman in her office who's always trying to get her to go out with her son, and she was at the party last night. And again, as soon as she sees my girlfriend, she immediately starts telling her. She's like, "When are you gonna go out on a date with James? He's just so awesome and wants to." And she's like, "I told you, Mrs. Bigot Dyke, I have a boyfriend. All right." He's here.
He might be a giant douchebag who didn't
right
give
now.
Me a present, but he is here.
She told him that he was here, and Miss Bigot Dyke says, "Oh, I have to meet this person." And so she like marches up to
she's
me.
She's a ballsy
and
lady.
She is like, "I want to meet you." I was like, "Okay,
hello,
I'm Jason." And she's like, "I'm Mrs. Bigot Dyke, and my son." I know she goes. "I just wanted you to know you have some competition." And I was like. I was like, "Excuse me?" And she's like,
"She's precious.
My son is going to go out with Tracy." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. She's a great girl. She's really spectacular." And she's like, "Okay, I just want you to be warned." And so then I thought, I was like, "All right, we're joking around. We're having fun." And I was like, I told her, I was like, "Listen, Miss Bigot Dyke, I'm very large. All right. I'm a big person. I will crush your son into a pile of dust." And she goes, "Oh, no, 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 no. He is bigger than you, but not fat. And he's, he's bigger than you, but not fat. He's strong." And then I was like, at that point, I was like, "Okay, I don't know where this is going. I don't want to get into a fight right now. That would be bad." And she, as she's walking away, she went
she's
up,
like mumbling
she went up to my
breath.
Face. No, she goes, "Do you wear this beard all the time?" And I was just like, I mean, yeah, for the most part. And she goes, "Okay." And then walks off. And I was like, "What? What is
she?" She's psyching you out.
Wow, dude. Yeah. Did she get inside your head?
I guess.
The Morning X with Jason and Deb. They make fun of you because making fun of themselves gets old.
101X.
Do you have the time?
The Morning X with Jason and Deb. Why listen to anyone else? Oh, you have kids in the car.
101X.